Hey, welcome back from recess. It's 10:46. We are on item number 3, discussion and consideration of Daggett County privacy policy.
Kent?
The policy that Cordell had given to the commission last week was a very good policy. It looks like it came with a few other counties that have used similar policies. I felt that we needed to do it by resolution, so I drafted a resolution to attach with it and also made one minor change to our policy and procedure manual, making it a responsibility for the IT department to provide that notice. And so with that, I think my recommendation would be to accept the resolution 2519, which also makes a small minor change to the county policy.
Make the motion to approve. The Daggett County privacy policy with the changes to be through by resolution, Daggett County Resolution 25-19, the resolution of the Daggett County Commission revising the Daggett County Information Technology Policy 23 and adopting the Daggett County Information Technology Privacy Policy. With the in addition to the comments made by the county attorney. And with the concurrence of our IT director.
Second.
Well, a motion and a second has been made to adopt Daggett County Resolution 25-19 and the policy changes as stated. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Alright, item number 4, discussion and consideration of contract modification 1 for the Manila Airport ILA project. Brett, are you still with us?
Jordan, can you still hear us, or Brett?
Yes, I can hear you guys. Okay. And Brett just may not be there, I'm not sure.
I'll give you a text real quick.
Yeah, that'd be good. Thank you.
Okay.
We'll come back to that. Item number 4, let's go to number 5, discussion and consideration of Resolution 2518, a resolution supporting participation in the all hazards multi-jurisdictional mitigation planning process and adoption of the all hazards multi-jurisdictional mitigation plan.
Motion to approve.
So this was sent over by Katie, and we have already discussed everything. She just didn't realize that there was a resolution that needed to be, and so this is the resolution that needed to be addressed.
Motion on the table to adopt Resolution 25-18.
Oh, second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, Brett.
Come back if you've skipped over my thing.
Okay. We're back to number four, discussion and consideration of contract modification one for the Manila Airport ILA project.
Going back to it, part of the ILA project, we've talked about this before, but they required an operations and maintenance manual. And we talked about it. You guys basically gave me the go-ahead for it, but we never did officially include that in my contract. And again, you guys are only paying 10% of this. Or based upon the previous discussion, whether you want to call off the whole thing and everything else, but I wouldn't encourage that, but beside the point. But yeah, you guys basically gave me the go-ahead to do the manual. I've been working on it, and this is just a formality. And the state's approved it.
So is the $10,000 what you would be billing us for?
Yes.
That's our...
No, that's...
The $30,000 is 10%.
You would get $9,000 back from the state.
Pardon?
You would get $9,000 back from the state.
I see. Okay. So in essence, it would cost us $1,000.
Correct.
Okay.
But the total, but I would bill you the full $10,000. And then we'd do the reimbursement request for the $9,000 back.
So it's increasing the contract from $20,440 to $30,440, an increase of $10,000.
And it's been approved by Aeronautics?
Yes.
In terms of the increase in the request from them?
Yeah, what was approved by the Division of Aeronautics is on the ILA project, we have $111,000 in change. But that's how much is in the ILA project, and that's split between me and then doing the other things that we've done towards this, including the upcoming nighttime evaluation. And this is all within that $111,000. That's what they approved. As long as it's within that, they're okay.
So we're on the hook for $11,000 ultimately.
Yes, which you've already paid part of that, yes. And when we started this several years ago, they said it was going to be a long process. And we're almost there, from what I can gather. I did check with them, and the one guy responded that he is due to budget problems, he's not working on it right now. Basically, he is on government shutdown.
What one guy from who?
From the... That's doing the nighttime evaluation. I asked what the status was, and that's what his response was.
And he's a government employee or lack of grant
payments? He's a government employee.
From the FAA?
Yes. Well, from the, yeah.
Ultimately?
Yeah, and I did send all four of you an email that was responded back to Kent regarding his question on why we're doing the nighttime evaluation. So you might want to read that at your leisure.
Okay, thank you. For me, it's hard to go backwards from where we're at in terms of trying to be whatever compliance we need to be. In terms of the airport and the helicopters, my understanding was more for, there are times that helicopters can't fly due to weather where an airplane can. And so I have not had a problem with improving the airport up to whatever standard it takes to not, I don't want to be the ones that, at least in being this far into the game, to not have the airport. I mean, there's always something that they could say they can't fly, but we've made the investment in the lights, we've made the investment in everything else to get it to at least a level where the airport can be used in different scenarios, hopefully. I don't know what I don't know, but at least to a level that we're not, we're doing the best we can to get, without overdoing it, to get the services that we can with the least liability.
Well, I'd like to make one point that I think is important to state, that this is not the Wasatch Front that has dozens of airports. This is Daggett County
that has
one that serves Manila and one that serves Destron. Yep. The next closest airport would probably be Creek River, Rock Springs. It's not the Wasatch Front. There's a big difference. Yep. And our effort in mind specifically of emergency services, I think has been a worthy effort. And I'm not in favor of going backwards, even if we could, and I don't know that we can.
We've committed ourselves to a level, whatever it's going to be.
I do appreciate the comments that Mr. Pond made, and moving forward, I think they're legitimate things to consider on how we move forward. But I don't feel like we can move backwards.
No, I agree.
I would second that. My concern is moving backwards. But I had this discussion 5 or 6 years ago before we started this. That had been something we could have definitely talked about. Then there is definitely, as Jack pointed out, a difference between a fixed wing versus a helicopter. Different requirements. So.
And I appreciate Randy's efforts to try and corral this and keep it moving forward with his efforts.
And the better the airport is, the more people are going to be able to use it. Simple.
One step at a time.
Well, in the group that we've got put together for that meeting on the 3rd,
Monday,
that effort is to be more educated in what the priorities are moving forward. And we have a great opportunity to work with the Vernal Airport and their expertise, and hopefully adding their expertise to as a resource to us is going to help us to make better decisions moving forward. Yep. So, okay, well, back to the contract modification number one. Is there an interest in a motion being made to approve the modification as we discussed it? Or help me out, was a motion made?
No, I didn't.
No.
Okay. Thank you for that.
I didn't know if Randy had anything you wanted to mention, anything of one way or another to help us discern it.
I don't have any comment.
I'll make the motion to go ahead and make the change. Contract modification one, increasing the project total by $10,000 in an effort to complete the ILA project, knowing that there's a 90% reimbursement. Did I miss anything? With CIFCO. Yeah, that's my motion, so go ahead and approve what's been presented.
I'll second it.
A motion and a second has been made to approve the contract modification number one with CIFCO Engineering for the Manila Airport ILA project. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Did you
should have went before the attorney discussion, then I've been a lot better today.
Okay. I didn't hear, so. Sorry, Brett, what was that?
I said I should have went before the attorney's discussion. That was a rude one.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Hi, Jesse. We're in commission meeting right now. Are you want to talk to everybody?
Were you asking me?
Okay.
No, thanks, Brett.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'll give him a text and see what we can do. He's here with us.
Back to the disbursement listing for Daggett County. We have a disbursement summary that is reflective of the changes that we requested.
Jesse Lassley, to get his ownership thing squared away. I don't know if we need to do it enclosed or if it's something we need to work on.
I think we've already voted on it and agreed, but I have to normally list a call because I wanted to find out where we wanted it to.
Okay, so he's texting you now.
Okay. Just wants to consolidate everything into one. Mm-hmm.
So we're on to the, I'll make a motion to, if it hasn't been made, to acknowledge receipt of the Daggett County disbursement listing 1093. 10/20/2025 in the amount of $495,962.30.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to acknowledge the receipt of the disbursement summary 10/9 to 10/20/2025 in the amount of $495,962.30. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, I think that completes the items on the agenda. Is there a need for closed session today?
Based on that conversation, though.
Okay. Is there anything else that we need to discuss before we adjourn?
I don't have anything.
Okay. Hearing none, we will adjourn the Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting at 11:05. Thank you, everyone.